Filipino Bookstore helps to support our ministry here at the radio station.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, the only true and living God who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is When Trouble Will Not Leave You Alone, Part 2. My scripture comes from Acts 14, 1 through 7. My text comes from Acts 14, 19 and 20, which states, And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, took him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. All things are possible to those who believe. When we have faith, the most precious gift of God, we shall be delivered from the spiritual hopeless helplessness in which we were born and from the dominion of sinful habits since formed. And we shall be made able to stand upright and walk cheerfully in the ways of the Lord. When Christ, the Son of God, appeared in the likeness of human men and did many miracles, men were so far from doing sacrifice to him that they made him a sacrifice to their pride and malice. But Paul and Barnabas, upon working one miracle, were treated as gods. We do not learn that Paul and Barnabas rent their clothes when people spake of stoning them. But when they spake of worshiping them, they could not bear it, being more concerned for the God's honor than their own. God's truth needs not the service of man's falsehoods. The servants of God might easily obtain undue honors if they would wink at men's errors and vices. But they must dread and detest such respect more than any reproach. When the apostles preached to the Jews who hated idolatry, they had only to preach the grace of God in Christ. But when they had to do with the Gentiles, they must set first their mistake in natural religion. Compare their conduct and declaration with the false opinions of those who think the worship of a God under any name or in any manner is equally acceptable to the Lord Almighty. The most powerful arguments, the most earnest and affectionate addresses, even with miracles, are scarcely enough to keep men from absurdities and abominations. Much less can they, without special grace, turn the hearts of sinners to God and to holiness. Since the Lystrians were polytheists, it was necessary to begin with the basic message that God is the creator of all that exists. Paul tells these Gentiles who had no knowledge of the Jewish scriptures that their regular harvest, the food they eat every day, and the gladness they experience in the ordinary activities of life are all a witness from God of his existence, wisdom, and goodness. They should not think that these things just happen or that they are the work of some local deities, but they are from the one true God who made the heaven and the earth. The Jews again stirred up opposition, coming from Antioch and Iconium, and turned the people in Lystra against Paul. The people stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, thinking he was dead. See how restless the rage of the Jews was against the gospel of Christ? The people stoned Paul in a popular uprising. So strong is the bent of the corrupt and carnal heart that it is with great difficulty that men are kept back from evil on one side, so it is with great ease they are persuaded to evil on the other side. If Paul would have been Mercury, he might have been worshipped. But if he was a faithful minister of Christ, he shall be stoned and thrown out of the city. The men who easily submit to strong delusions hate to receive the truth in the love of it. The disciples gathered around Paul. The presence of disciples indicates that despite the opposition, a small group of believers were established in Lystra, including Timothy. They gathered around about Paul, perhaps at first to mourn, but then when some sign of life, to pray for his recovery. Amazingly, and apparently miraculously, he rose up and entered the city, apparently under his own strength. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Paul and Barnabas returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. They confirmed the souls of disciples and encouraged them to continue in the faith. And that as believers in Christ, we must go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. All who are converted need to be confirmed in the faith. All who are planted need to be rooted. Ministers' work is to establish saints as well as to awaken sinners. The grace of God and nothing less effectually established the souls of the disciples. It is true, we must count upon much tribulation, but it is encouragement that we should not be lost and perish in it. The person to whose power and grace the converts and the newly established churches are recommended as worthy clearly was the Lord Jesus, on whom they had believed. It was an act of worship. All who love the Lord Jesus will rejoice to hear that he has opened the door of faith wide to those who are strangers to him and to his salvation. And let us, like the apostles, abide with those who know and love the Lord. When trouble will not leave you alone, do not give up. Go to God. He is a way maker. You may ask how I know. So many times he has made a way for me. I call him because I know him. Do you know him? God will answer your prayers. If you are lonely, if you are depressed, if you are lost, if you are unemployed, if you are in trouble, nobody knows your situation better than God. Call on him. Quaker Oats Recall, Captain Crunch Cereal, granola bars, and more pour over possible salmonella risk by Paringer Fatnagar. Published January 12, 2024. Quaker Oats broadened this recall from last month to its granola bars, snacks, and some varieties of its popular Captain Crunch cereal products. sold nationwide due to the possible salmonella contamination. The packaged food maker said Thursday it is recalling additional products that include more cereal bars and snacks. The affected products, listed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, now also include Quaker Chewy granola bars, Fruity Fun, Amazing Apple, Quaker Chewy granola bars, Fruity Fun, Amazing Apple, and Splendid Strawberry variety pack. Quaker Chewy granola bars, yogurt strawberry flavor, Captain Crunch treats, Crunch Berries cereal bar, Quaker Chewy granola breakfast cereal strawberry, Captain Crunch cinnamon crunch cereal, and Captain Crunch Oops, all berries instant oatmeal. Salmonella is a type of bacteria that can be found in animal products, fruits and vegetables, flour, and processed foods like prepared entrees, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC estimates more than 1 million cases of foodborne illness every year are caused by this bacteria. Most healthy people who are exposed to salmonella experience a host of symptoms, such as fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain, according to the FDA. However, the CDC warns that children under the age of 5, adults older than 65, and people with compromised or weakened immune systems are at high risk of contracting a serious or even fatal infection. Quaker Oats said that the recall products are sold nationwide and in Puerto Rico, Guam, and Saipan. The company said consumers should check for any of the recalled products and dispose of them. Consumers can also contact Quaker Customer Service Relations, Consumer Relations, at www.quakerrecallusa.com. External link disclaimer. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins and my sins. After 3 days in the grave, he arose with all powers in his hands. He has power over any trouble you may experience. He sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. Trust him that he will make a way for you. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is grace. The word grace means more than just God's kindness toward us, or even his mercy. It means his undeserved favor. It means God owes nothing to us, and we deserve nothing from him. Ephesians 2:5 says it like this, that by grace you have been saved, which means our salvation was totally unmerited. It came solely because of God's grace. The motive of grace is the compassionate, infinite love of a merciful God. But the work of grace was Christ's death on the cross. When I imagine Christ hanging from the cross, the spikes in his hands, the crown of thorns on his brow, his blood draining from his body, the soldiers mocking him, then I begin to see the depth of God's grace. Then I realized that nothing can equal the infinite love of God for a sinful world. But God's grace is also shown when we humbly bow before Christ in repentance and faith, for then we find forgiveness. Thank God for his grace, for without it, we would have no hope. Remember, all have